Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Their bill is aimed at helping the very wealthy, whereas we are trying to help American families.
No, you're not. You're such a liar, Chuck Schumer. On the breaking news, again, I don't know how this is breaking news. CNN breaks nothing, really. Well, they break a lot of news, but none of it happens to actually be news that matters. GOP in disarray after healthcare vote postponed. Are they really in disarray? I don't think so. And I'm going to tell you guys this right now, and this is something you should think about. It's about getting it right. It's not about a timetable. It's about getting it right. Whatever takes place over the next week, month, year, when it comes to health care, it's going to take umpteen months and years to be implemented before you and I feel any of it. Good or bad. It's not an overnight thing. It's not if they voted it today that something was going to happen tomorrow. Wasn't. People don't understand that. I don't want to say people are stupid, but I think they're ignorant to a lot of this stuff. Some of it's plausible deniability. I don't know about any of this crap. I'm just out of here. I don't care. Don't need to know. Just want to pay the bill. But that's what gets us to where we are. You should understand a little bit of this. Just a little bit. Not asking you to be a policy wonk. Not asking you to get deep into the weeds. Not asking you to understand how this is a complex bill and how trying to put the puzzle pieces together, which is what now Mitch McConnell's trying to do. Not asking you any of those things to understand any of that or how this works in swing states and any of that. But what I'm saying is you should have an understanding, right? You should. That this isn't an overnight thing. That sound bites, and there's plenty of sound bites here. I mean, listen to this. This is hilarious. Here's some more from Schumer.
The insurance industry itself says make permanent cost sharing and you would stabilize the markets and reduce premiums.
They sit there and they do this crap and they come out and they yap their trap and it's all sound bites, right? It's all staccato. Let me talk like this so you understand. Here is an 8-10 second clip. Boom. That's it. It's all about scaring you. It's all about scaring. Here's the best, right? This may be the best of the day. Nancy Pelosi, she went super method actor or actress today. Is it an actor? Are you an actor? Or are you an actress? Can you say actress? I don't know anymore because it offends everybody, right? But she went method today. She did. She went Daniel Day-Lewis-esque when it came to her acting skills talking about healthcare.
How can they look at themselves in the mirror and say, I cut off healthcare for many of America's children?
Oh. She's just getting started. How can you look in thine mirror for even just a second? How can you? If you're going to cut these child, these littles, these small human beings out of health care. Continue, Nancy.
How can they look at these children and say, we instead want to give a tax break to the wealthiest people in our country?
Oh, robbing these children of their nourishment and handing thine food to the wealthy who spit upon their servian-like ways. But she's not done. This right here, kids, is amazing. And she says it with a straight face. She says it with it, well, it's straight-ish, the Botox, the surgery. I mean, as straight as it's going to get, she says this.
It would be shameful minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us.
It's all crap.
It is.
It is. So, don't overthink it. Understand that healthcare is what it is. Do yourself a favor. Get somewhat educated in how it works. Cost. Do some homework. Don't just take what the first person offers you as healthcare when you have a chance to look at alternative ways to protect you and your family. Because there's going to be other ways to do it. And there's going to be somebody down the road, and I think sooner rather than later, a group of people that are going to come together to really put a hurting onto the insurance industry, really put a hurting into the world of pharmaceuticals. And by that, I mean take a huge chunk and bite out of what is their giant profit center and give us back the power. Is it going to happen tomorrow? No. But it will happen sooner rather than later. It will definitely happen sooner rather than later. And I don't think people understand that. I didn't know how to take this today, and I didn't want to get deep into the weeds of it because look, CNN's a mess. CNN, by the way, their numbers, though, they had the best second quarter, I think, in their history. Their numbers are good. But they have hyper-focused on the downfall of Donald Trump and have pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And this narrative of Russia and collusion, obstruction of justice, everything is a breaking news story. They've now had three people that have been yanked and offered their resignation, i.e. they were, you know, hey, they were, you can jump or you can get pushed. And they decided, hey, we'll jump. For this fake story last week that they did a half-assed retraction. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, is at it again. And look, normally I take any of these things he does with a grain of salt because you can edit stuff. The stuff in this is tough to talk away as it was a bad edit.
Fake news. One story has monopolized President Trump's time in office like no other, especially on CNN. Russia. In fact, since the inauguration, CNN has mentioned Russia on their air nearly 16,000 times. So we sent our undercover reporters inside CNN to understand why and to determine if CNN even believes that the story is even real. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear.
And it is interesting what you're about to hear. But stuff that we've already believed, right? Here's the thing. Most of you out there, you already believe it. Like, if you believe in aliens, your hope is they find proof. Not so you can say, oh my God, see, there's aliens. So you can look around to other people and say, hey, I told you there was aliens, and now there's proof. Well, they got this guy, John Bonifield, who is there. He's one of their executive producers. And they got him on tape. He didn't know he was on tape, but they got him on tape. And it's tough for anybody in CNN to explain away some of the crap that he says here as just, oh, they took an edit and you guys are listening out of context.
I'd like to introduce you to CNN's supervising producer, John Bonifield, in Atlanta.
So you believe, like, the Russia thing's a little crazy, right?
Even if Russia was trying to swing an election, we try to swing their elections. We're in our CIA and doing all the time. Like, we're out there trying to manipulate governments. Like, you win because you know the game and you play it right.
That's right. You win because you know the game and you play it right. And all of us do it. And it's funny how we're totally freaking out about it. But other countries we do it too have democracies as well. Are they as defined and refined and as amazing as ours? Maybe not, but still, we try to influence, so let's not pretend. We've said that all along, but nobody picks that up. But he goes on to talk about the behind-the-scenes scenario and how it's pushed and whether or not they even believe it.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia is just, like, bullshit.
I mean, it's mostly bullshit now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof
I just feel like they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
They're right to say it. They're. But you already believe that, right? Everybody out there already believed it. It's the people on the left you want to say to, look, this is CNN. They're saying it's crap. They're saying it's all about the ratings. They're saying it's all about this. They're saying it's all about that. CNN's jumped the shark, but the difference is they're playing to an audience that's eating it up. Their numbers are through the roof comparatively to what they've been before. There's an audience that they're playing to, just like there's an audience that the right plays to. This is all about saying, I told you so, more than anything else. 99.9% of you listening right now believe that the Russia stuff was crap and that there was no there there. Right? Am I right? So, doesn't do anything for you, but you just have proof to take to people and say, I told you so. CNN's got issues. It's tough if you're CNN to pass yourself off as a legitimate news agency when it comes to politics, when you're so one-sided and stupid. It's worse for them on the inner circle of dealing with day-to-day politics than everything else. Trump to them is interesting, and he is a ratings and cash cow. But eventually, whether it be time or whatever, Trump's going to go away. And guess what? They're still going to have this lingering over their head where people aren't going to believe they're legitimate inside of D.C., and they're not going to want to deal with them. And that's not a good thing. It's not. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You text the program 323-538-2423. So, millions of you working hard each and every single day. You get up early in the morning, you head out of the house, kids off to school, kids off to camp, doing whatever they have to do. You working your butt off. Your house is doing what? Sitting there. You've locked the doors, you've closed the windows, everything you think is in order. But while you're at work, burglars are doing their worst of their best kind of job, which is breaking into your house, doing their worst to take your stuff. What do you do? How about build an arsenal like that in less than an hour and stop those intruders in their tracks with SimpliSafe Home Security? You're going to get an arsenal that includes glass break sensors, entry sensors, high-definition camera. I'm talking about building an arsenal that will stop them immediately before they can do any real damage. No hidden fees with SimpliSafe. No long-term contracts. Less than $15 a month. And you get 24/7, round-the-clock, professional monitoring and a system so easy to set up, you can do it within an hour. That's what I'm talking about. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson. Get a special 10% discount off your home security system when you order today. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system that is amazing and easy to set up that will protect your house all for less than $15 a month. Simplysafe.com/Benson. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, what's next with our military? Next, Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
You know how many military bases we have around the globe? 800. 800 U.S. military bases in foreign countries. That number right around 80. Aruba, Australia, Bahrain, Bulgaria, Colombia, Kenya, Qatar. Oh, and oh, here's something for you. 174 U.S. bases in Germany, 113 in Japan, 83 in South Korea. All to the tune of about $200+ billion a year. Are we talking about our military the way we should be? Looking at things? We're stationed all over this globe. What's next for us? But not only that, what's next for our soldiers? How many of you know that we're sending over 1,500 troops to Afghanistan in the next week or so? Anybody? Anybody aware of this? That we've sent over 4,000? That we're fighting an ever going with no real end in sight war? Why? There, I mean, there's several reasons. I bet if we chop down to it, there are things like, well, the last thing we need is the Taliban to get deep inside of Pakistan and to eventually overthrow Pakistan and become a nuclear version of hardline Islam. I get that. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But I'm curious about a lot of this stuff. But the fact that we have so much and we don't pay attention to the things that we should be paying attention to when it comes to our soldiers, the amount of money we spent, where it's being spent, how it's being spent, it drives me crazy. Today's national, was it PTSD Day? Awareness Day? Are you aware how many soldiers out there are struggling with PTSD? Are you aware of all of that? Yet we spend almost $200 billion. Can I ask anybody, what's the significance of Aruba, that we need a base there? Because I know it ain't free. What's next for this is more money being poured into more things when it comes to our military. I want a safe military. I want a strong military. I want a strong, dangerously scary military to the bad people out there. But I think we could be smart about it. Do we need 800 bases? I'm just asking a question that we should. What's next is much of the same, and that includes billions, borderline on trillions of dollars, going to places around the world that you didn't even know we had people. All the while, our people are struggling at the VA, struggling to get service. That's not a good thing. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. Dick Morse, yeah, that Dick Morse, that guy. That guy that was once a Clinton guy. That guy who had once was told by many that he had the ear, and dare I say, even had his thumb on the president of the United States. Well, he flipped parties, he's now a Republican. He's going to talk about health care. He's going to talk about swing states. He's going to talk about some of these senators that need to start doing some smart things because their butts could be on the chopping block come 2018 if they don't get it in gear. Dick Morris joins us. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Politics is crazy. We know that. It is. It's nuts. It's crazy. You got everything going on there. And D.C. is one of those small little worlds that the world seems to revolve around at times. Joining us now is a man who is an author, political consultant. I mean, you name it. He has done it in the world of politics. And he knows more than anything about what's going on in and around the White House in D.C. in a day like today. Dick Morris. Dick, thanks so much for coming on today.
Hey, Chad. It's good to be here. I was particularly anxious to come on your show because I really want to unload on Senator Mike Lee, who has been opposing the Obamacare replacement bill. And I just think it's total hypocrisy on his part. This is a guy who got elected and reelected and has urged us all to vote to repeal Obamacare. And now there is the only chance he's going to get to repeal Obamacare, and he's not on board yet to vote yes and indicating that he might vote no because it's not a completely perfect bill that totally repeals Obamacare and leaves everybody hanging. And it's ridiculous. He has to know that you can't possibly pass a bill to his specs. and yet he's holding up the whole process and basically destroying the Trump administration. If this bill doesn't pass, I think Trump is done for. And I think the Republican Party is done for, because in 2010 we ran saying we're going to repeal Obamacare, but we need the House, and we got the House. Then we need the Senate, and we got it. And then we got the White House, and now we still can't do it. And I think it's just outrageous. And I think his substantive concerns with the replacement bill are also incorrect. I'd be happy to go through that. He says that this bill is going to raise premiums for most Americans, and it's not. The main thing this bill does is it says when you buy health insurance, you do not have to insure yourself for everything. You don't have to insure yourself for maternity benefits if you're a 60-year-old man. You don't have to insure yourself for substance abuse if you've never gone near drugs. You don't have to insure yourself for psychiatric care. And the result is by lowering the package of things you have to be insured for, you dramatically lower the cost. And that lower cost is the key to the bill. Now, the Congressional Budget Office and those who oppose the bill insist on pricing it compared to the same package of services that were in Obamacare insurance. And, of course, with them, it's more expensive because the subsidy is lower. But when you take the insurance people really want, which is what they're going to buy under this new program, the subsidies fit just fine, and almost everybody will be able to get the insurance they want.
Talking to Dick Morris, you know, Dick, this is one of the things that drives me crazy. Mike Lee wants perfection. Rand Paul's got his. Everybody's got their little thing. It doesn't go far enough. It goes too far. You're never going to get everything you want. You know, one thing about Bill Clinton, one thing about Reagan is they realize that we got to compromise. We're not going to get everything we want. Sometimes we'll get what we can get now, and we'll try to get the rest later. Why is it now in this day and age that people, they just want to stand pat on, I want this or I'm not doing it, when that's not the way the real world works?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, it's not everybody that's doing it. There are six senators that are holding this thing up, Republicans. So Lee is one of six, not one of 100. And it's just irresponsible for him to do that. Now, he did make a proposal the other day that I like, and I wrote a column endorsing it, which is he said, hey, look, if some states want to opt out completely from Obamacare and say, just leave me alone, hands off my health care system, that they be able to do that. And I think that's a very good idea. And I hope that in the decision an hour ago to pull the bill and not get a vote on it this week, but to probably do it right after they come back, that's to accommodate that kind of a compromise, which would be good. The other thing that's nuts is a lot of people are saying, oh, you can't change this because you're going to leave all these Medicaid recipients in the lurch. They're going to be just stranded because you're cutting back Medicaid. And the fact of the matter is that 70% of the people who have been added to the Medicaid rolls under Obamacare were eligible before Obamacare. They just didn't think about it. They just didn't think about enrolling, and all the publicity about insurance drove them to enroll. But they're still eligible, and they always will be. And the other element, of course, is that I think that if the state of Utah were able to regulate its own Medicaid program, it might do something like say, you can use the emergency room for free, but you have to have a $10 copayment or a $5 copayment. And that'll discourage people from just hanging out in the emergency room all day long because they have no place else to go. The emergency room visits have increased by 60% under Obamacare. And there's no comparable indication of any improvement in care. There's no increase in survival rates or infection rates or rehospitalizations or any of that stuff. It's just simply that more people are going there because it's free. And if you control utilization, you could do a lot. And then also, 11% of the money spent by Medicaid is certified by the General Accounting Office, GAO, to be wasted, to be spent on people who don't qualify. So I think that if we dealt with some of those changes, we can deal with some of the issues people are raising. And that's why this is a very, very, very good bill. And the best you're going to get And if Lee succeeds in killing it, he might as well kill the Republican Party at the same time.
Now, you say that, Dick, that if this goes south, and I mean, let's be real. I mean, even Boehner came out several months ago and said, look, nobody wants health care in their court because, it, you know, look what happened to the Democrats. They got it passed. They got it through. They did what they did. And since then, it has been a downhill ride. And are the Republicans terrified, Dick, that, hey, you know what? If we get this thing through, our name's on it and our butts are out there to be hided if it goes south?
Yeah, I think some timid souls are. I'd be distressed if Mike Lee, who's never been really timid, is one of those. But let's just look at what happens if this goes south. Barack Obama, from the very beginning, never wanted Obamacare to succeed. He passed a system that was totally impossible, that he knew would implode, that anybody with half a brain would say would implode. I always said that it would, because he knew that there was a provision in the bill that said if the insurance companies can't afford the coverage, the government will come in and provide it. It'll subsidize the insurance companies. And that's called single payer. That's the socialized medicine system, which he always wanted. Before the campaign, he said, we all want single payer. We just have to take some intermediate steps to get there. And the intermediate step was pass a hybrid system that's not going to work, and then let the default federal subsidy become the permanent system. And that's what the liberals have in mind. They want the Canadian and the British system here in the United States. And by Obamacare failing, it's really helping them. And when a guy like Senator Lee says, I'm going to let it fail, I'm not going to vote for the replacement bill, well, all he's doing is saying I'm endorsing socialized medicine in the United States because that's the inevitable outcome.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, I know that's one of the things he's always talked about. He wanted, but he knew. And see, even Hillary along the way, they knew to get there, you've got to take small steps and you've got to break it. That thing was never written as a health care bill. It was written as a law to get to a place where they can control things. Talking to Dick Morris here,
yep,
political campaign consultant, of course, author and somebody who is very active when it comes to stuff like this. Dick, as we look forward here, you've got Mitch McConnell. And a lot of people say, look, Mitch, he's a wizard there. He can get something done. He can get it done. You look at this, if they fail to get this thing, you know, sorted out, the fact is Obamacare still going to break and fall apart. And everybody seems to think if it doesn't get fixed now, well, we're just going to let Obamacare die. That's not what the American people want to hear from either party.
Yeah, but they're not telling you the other part. It's going to die. But once it dies, the default will be the government paying for everything. In other words, all of these insurance companies have a deal in their back pocket under Obamacare, which says if we work like hell and we try to cover people and we can't make a profit covering people, the government will pay us back for our lost profits and our lost revenues. And that then becomes single payer. And that's exactly what they have in mind. And it's not like if you let this thing die, you have nothing. If you let this thing die at the current system, you'll have a government-controlled system from soup to nuts, Medicare for everybody like Bernie Sanders wanted, and absolutely destroy our health care system like they did in Canada.
Yeah, well, I was looking at some of the wait times in Canada. You're looking at 36 weeks, 45 weeks, 52 weeks, depending on where you are.
Canada's all unionized, so the unions won't let emergency room admissions after 5 o'clock or on weekends. I mean, there are all these work rules that give you these huge delays. So if you get diagnosed with something important in Canada, you better get to the United States and get treated.
Looking forward, Dick. You give me a... Is it a 50-50, this thing gets done sooner rather than later? And what's it really going to look like once it gets out of the Senate, then they go to committee and they start talking about it? Is what we see what we're going to get, or is this thing going to be, you know, once again, chopped up and look completely different by the time things are all sorted out?
I think what you see is about what you're going to get, and I think it will pass. I think that the Mike Lee's suggestion, which is to make, and Cruz has said the same thing, to make it give the states an opt-out, maybe part of it in the future. But I think we'll come pretty close to what we have now. But I think it has to pass because the Republican Party is not about to commit suicide. And I hope that Mike Lee is not going to commit suicide. I'm doing this show because I want to bring pressure on Mike Lee to get with the program and to understand that you can't just stand there like a maniac and say, I want everything perfect exactly the way I want it, or I'm going to take my marbles and go home.
You got a new book coming out, right, in August?
I do, August 15th. It's called Rogue Spooks, and the subtitle is The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. And what I do there is I take apart the whole Russia meddling scandal and show how it is one gigantic setup by British and American spies and former spies to mount a coup against Donald Trump in the United States and use the phony charges to force him from office.
Well, very interesting. You check it out. Go to dickmorris.com. Appreciate you coming on today and talk about that. Let us all know that what's going on in a much different way that we won't hear much about because there's a lots of numbers in there. And we were always told there wasn't any math on this. And we appreciate you coming on today, Dick.
Thanks very much, Chad.
Crazy. It is crazy. A lot of stuff that you don't hear about. There's so many things that you don't hear about when it comes to it. You know, the a la carte version of stuff, you know, it's nuts. Plus, some of the other stuff that you don't think about when it comes to insurance and who isn't insured and who is insured based on the fact that, hey, if you've got insurance you like right now, but it doesn't match Obamacare's standards, you're not insured as far as they're concerned. That's insane. That's insane. Wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? Bad English has been blamed in the death of 17-year-old Vera Mool. Dutch teenager leaped from a bridge when she was supposed to be bungee jumping. In August 2015. Now, you're supposed to be 18 when you're able to bungee jump in Spain. They didn't check her ID. The woman leaped to her death at Cantabria, which is this highway they're on, and there's a viaduct, and people bungee jump off there. The problem was they say bad English because she's Dutch. Guy who was doing the thing was Spanish. And what was happening was you had people whose accents kind of got in the way. And he was saying, no jump, no jump. She thought he was saying, now jump, now jump. So she jumped and leaped to her death. And that has just got to be terrifying on the way down, knowing that you have no bungee to bungee you. And I'm going to be honest. I've had some friends who've bungee jump, and I have said that the person operating said bungee jump, how should I say this? Isn't too far above the person operating the tilt-a-wheel at the old fair. Just, I'm throwing it out there, people. Not trying to be a jerk. Just being like, hey, dude, no worries, man. Now check this out, all right? This is going to be cool. I want you to totally put this thing on right here. I'm going to just take this, like, super awesome bungee cord that we've got. And I'm going to snap it on your back, and we're going to throw you off this thing, man. And it's going to be awesome, and you're going to bounce like way a whole bunch of times, and it's going to be radical, bro. So that'll be $29.99. do you have a license? No, bro. Not for this. I mean, I got a license like drive a car and stuff, man. But come on, dude. It's me, Blaine, bro. This is going to be awesome, man. You're going to totally be cool. So just feel free to put your hands in Blaine's hands and just lie back and just, it's going to be flowing, bro. It's going to be awesome. So, did not even sound like that because at least you could understand. Blaine would be like, bro, chick, hottie chick, man, don't jump, man. Until I say the word that I'm supposed to say, then you do it, all right? All right, but don't do it now because it's a no-go, all right? Cool. We cool? Right on, we're cool. Bad English. If you're to go to the Philippines and you're to be part of their country, it will now be mandatory for you to sing the national anthem enthusiastically. Oh, yes. Not just little singing, enthusiastic singing. There's a new bill that has been passed. If you do not sing and adhere to the enthusiastic singing of the Filipino national anthem, you will have to pay anywhere between $2,000 and $6,000 as a fine. Ooh. Oddly enough, there is a fine already in place before this. It can go anywhere between $100 and about $400. Also, offenders will be issued a warning, stern one, before being publicly named and shamed in a national newspaper. So if you do not sing enthusiastically the Filipino national anthem, you will be publicly shamed and have to pay a fine. So think about that, Colin Kaepernick. The Chad Benson Show Facebook. Somebody's going to totally hit me up and say something. It's a joke. Let it go. I know Colin Kaepernick has his rights. I stand behind his rights. I may not agree with why he does it, but I understand and I'm willing to look at it. But slow your roll. I don't need the text from that guy. You know who you are. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can totally text that dude, Chad. That guy's bro cool, man. He would totally bungee jump, man. You could always bungee jump with Chad. That's what you do every day, man. You bungee jump with Chad in the news and the politics of the world, bro. Yeah, Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.